It's not often you meet someone like Patricia Rogers, founder of Patty's Wagontails Senior Sanctuary in Tunkhannock in Wyoming County, where senior dogs are paired with senior citizens, and a new life begins for both. Patricia Rogers takes the story from here.
Patty's Wagontails Senior Sanctuary all started as a result of pretty much losing my sister a few years ago. Once you lose a sister with Down syndrome, dependent on insulin, became wheelchair bound, and then she's gone, and you have that void in your life, what are you going to do with it? We were in New Jersey fostering seniors for other rescues. We needed to be a safe haven for as many dogs as possible. It was bigger than just taking in a few. We needed to take in more. Because we had the love for animals anyway, we had a few animals of our own, and we've had them seniors, watching them age. We said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look for property in Pennsylvania. We love the mountains. We love where my son was in school. And we were like, almost like the three bears. That one's too small. That one's too big. This one's just right. And the house, it was the perfect location. And we made it even more perfect for the dogs that were seniors. No carpeting allowed. One floor and not multiple steps. And we applied and became a nonprofit and announced it. Word got out what we were doing. There's so many senior dogs that are surrendered because of ailments. The last place they belong is in a shelter. They belong in a retirement home. And so we're their retirement home. And then, of course, there's the senior citizens that are always looking for the pets, and nothing better than a retiree with a retiree, right?
But you have to find the right match. And how does that happen?
Lots of conversations with the senior citizens. I do not pass any dog off without knowing them inside and out. That can take about a month. Also, I do not allow a dog to leave without full blood work. I mean, I want to know everything health-wise for the dog. I'm never going to send a dog off without knowing their blood work is good, what medications they need, if they need a dental. Everything's done. So really, the only thing that would need to be done in the foster home is probably the annuals, unless they get sick. But I'm always there to help if they get sick. We've got everything on hand to handle an emergency.
Naturally, if they are an elderly dog, they're going to be problems with regard to taking it to the vet, or maybe the dog might develop something different. And that's quite an expense, veterinary bills and so forth. So how does that work?
We cover all medical.
How does that work?
We apply for grants. We look for donors. Word gets out. We do have our monthly donations. We're proud we have the following we do. And we make it work with our own paychecks, too. We are very proud that we can afford this.
Tell me the reason why you thought it was important to house the senior dogs. What was the rationale behind all of that?
My animal control background, rescue and fostering, you see that nobody wants the senior dogs. They're the last adopted, usually the first euthanized at shelters for space. And I think they should retire with dignity.
That's beautiful. Lots of times, many people will go on up to a shelter. They're looking for the cute little puppies. What do you see in the senior dogs that is just as alluring and even more incredible as the allure of a puppy?
They're calm. They don't have the puppy where they chew and destroy things and need to be trained. They're already trained. You already know their personality. They're set in their ways. And they're just so happy just to simply be in a home.
29 elder dogs waiting for an opportunity to get a forever home.
Correct.
When you have somebody going on up to the sanctuary and taking a look and getting a chance to pet the dogs and to kind of wander through, tell me what goes through your heart and what goes through their heart when they see the dogs.
First, we like to set up an appointment to make sure we have a dog that would fit their lifestyle. We hear their stories and why they want a dog. And we say, come on down, visit, spend time getting to know and which one might be the perfect match.
What goes through your mind when you finally see someone connecting with a dog? Because you're the one that's the witness to that.
It's amazing, mostly because usually the stories start with, I've lost a spouse over the years. I've lost my dog over the years. It's so lonely. The house is empty. And again, we know that loneliness can be a problem as you age. So here we are with all these dogs that have the same story. They've lost their owner. They've been abandoned. And the connection is amazing. Watching them just pet the dogs. They see the one that is calling them. They see it. They know. And after they take the dog home, the change in the person is really amazing.
You keep track of them. You call them up and make sure that everything is okay if they need any kind of help or so forth.
Correct. So we don't permit adoption, but what we're giving you the opportunity to do is be a forever foster. So what that means is we're trying to take the dogs out of the shelters or help somebody that has to surrender a dog. We're giving you the dog for love only and companionship. We don't want you to be financially burdened with a senior dog. A lot of people don't want senior dogs because the cost that goes with the care. We're going to take care of that for you. We have a lot of relationships with fantastic vets in the area, and it's a blessing. They know what we do, and they're supporting us. We spend our evenings writing, applying for grants. In the Northeast, Pennsylvania is very generous with the amount of grant opportunities there are. We also go to the big pet companies and apply to their grants. Everybody has a foundation. So we apply for grants. We do depend on people for donations. When people hear of what we do, there's a lot of interest and the donations come in and they want to help keep this alive.
When someone comes to the shelter, they see a forever pet, veterinary bills, yearly shots, all those things are taken care of.
And we are their next of kin. The other concern is, and this is what I've seen in rescue for a long time, senior citizens, they get frowned upon to adopt because, well, what happens if something happens to you? What's going to happen to the pet? We take that right out of the equation. You can come at any age, pick a dog, and we are going to be walking this journey with you the entire time. We will be taking the dogs to the vet. We will be visiting you, bringing you food, bringing you to monthly preventatives. Dog needs to go for an emergency to the vet. We're right there. They're not alone.
There are times when people will lose their pets and they go through this grieving of their pets. But in the event you have someone coming to the sanctuary and they're lonely, they see the dog of their dreams, and perhaps the owner should pass on. I mean, that dog has gone through a couple of rounds of depression and loss. So what happens?
They come to our sanctuary. They have to adjust. It's rough for the dog. But I don't know. I almost feel like the dogs at the sanctuary almost welcome the other dogs into the sanctuary and tell them it's going to be okay. It's quite amazing to watch how they start very fearful. We let them decompress. We let them take their time. We won't push them to do anything. It's a cageless, free roam environment, and it's all open space. That's why this was the perfect home to open the sanctuary. It's literally 2,600 square feet of open. It's a high ranch, and it's all built for the dogs. They have the opportunity. They know. Again, they see how the other dogs are acting, and they just stay and kind of observe, and then they start coming out of their shell.
I didn't realize that this was cageless. I had no idea that they were able to roam around. But say, for example, somebody does take the dog home and then they have them confined, not so much in a crate or in a pen, but, you know, they've got parameters in their house. You can't go into this room. You can't go there. They don't have as much freedom as they had. Could it be a hassle and as far as training them or retraining them?
Usually not. They're just happy to be with the person. And again, that's one thing about older dogs. They just don't need a lot. They really don't. They need food, love, just some care. I love the senior dog. And so quickly, their age right off the bat can make them sound like they're unadoptable. And they can last a very long time with a lot of love. One thing, too, I want to point out is that if it doesn't work out with the senior citizen or something happens to the senior citizen, the wonderful thing is they come back to the sanctuary, the home they started in. We're here on the journey with you the entire time.
Your personality is such where you are extraordinarily serene. And I would imagine that when you're around 29 older dogs, that's also a cue for them just to kind of stay quiet and just to stay serene too.
Mm-hmm. You have to be, and you have to keep the calm or they're going to feed off you, just like children. And again, somehow they all fall into place, all the dogs. We do not allow yelling in the home. We don't. We can't. We have to keep it calm. Again, it's just like in any life with children or dogs, or you have to keep it in check.
What got you interested in this?
It's about caregiving. When you have a sister with Down syndrome, low functioning, I was the guardian once my parents passed away. Once she passed, it was empty. Even though I worked full time, it was still that gap. And I said to my husband, we love animals. Maybe we should start fostering animals that need us. From there, we started caring for senior pets, fostering. And then I said, we really got to do this ourselves. I'm involved with all the shelters now. They call us if we have space. And there's a group of us. There's not just myself. There's many senior dog sanctuaries. The owners, too. I love that I can be there for the owners who sadly have to give up their pets. But they want to make sure their dog is okay. So one person's sadness becomes somebody else's happiness.
Special thanks to a special lady, Patricia Rogers, the owner and founder of Patty's Wagontails Senior Sanctuary in Tunkhannock in Wyoming County, fostering forever friendships and never being too old to enjoy the company of a good dog. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.